Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby. If we haven't met yet, I serve as one of the pastors at Sugar Hill Church near Atlanta. And if you're listening to this, you may be part of the church, but we also have hundreds, if not thousands of listeners that listen outside of Georgia and sometimes around the world. And so wherever you are, thank you for being with us. Our hope is to offer encouragement and spiritual practical next steps as we all seek to grow in our faith. And if you find this encouraging, we'd be so thrilled if you'd consider sharing this with a friend and helping get this out there to even more people. But today, we're talking about this idea that you have a gift. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul says to the believers in Ephesus, he says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." And there's a lot of passages in Scripture that talk about this. But at the end of the day, here's what I want you to know, that if you're a believer, if there's been a moment that you've accepted the free gift of Jesus in your life, you have at least one spiritual gift. A spiritual gift is something that is far beyond the natural. In fact, it's a supernatural ability that's given to all Christians to do God's work on this earth. And so in other words, gifts aren't necessarily talents, though they may be in alignment. They're not given just to a few people. They're not a sign of your maturity. They are not the same thing as the fruit of the Spirit, but they're a gift that God gives to you, and they're meant to be used in your life for the sake of the kingdom. And the reason why I think this could be a helpful reminder is because I believe that God's wired every single one of us to serve somebody. One simple way to think about this is when you see a need, you're meant to do something about that need. It's similar to what they say at the airport, that if you see something, then do something. Well, spiritual gifts, I think, work that way, that when you have a gift in your life, you see the world differently than maybe anybody else. Sometimes we get frustrated. We wonder, why doesn't somebody do something about X, Y, or Z? Well, maybe the reason why somebody doesn't do something is because they don't see it the way that you do. But because you have a gift, a God-given gift that's not meant to be feared, and it's not meant to be manipulated, and it's not meant to be used for personal gain, but it's meant to be used for others, maybe that gift is your assignment, that you're meant to do something for the kingdom. And one of the reasons why I think this can be helpful to think about is because you have a gift. And sometimes if you don't think about your gift, that gift that was given to you by God Himself, that gift that was meant to be unpackaged and used in your life, for some of us goes unwrapped, and for some of us it goes unused. I joke sometimes about my wife, Laura, and how when she gets a birthday card, she loves the card so much that she often doesn't even think about the gift that's inside of it. If there's a gift card, a check, or whatever, she's so blown away by the words that are written in the card that she doesn't even pay attention to the check. And so weeks and months can go by where she never cashes that check. Well, that check was a gift to her. That check was meant to be used. That check was meant to be enjoyed by her, but because she didn't pay attention to it, it goes untapped. And I think in some ways, that's the way our spiritual gifts can be. That you've got a gift, and that gift is given to you to be used in the body of Christ. And your gift is attached to the work that God's doing through a local church on this planet. And if we're not careful, that gift may either never go utilized, or there may be a dark side to it, where we're not accountable, where we end up using that gift in a negative way. And so here's what I want to encourage you with today. In Ephesians 4, Paul talks about this idea that we're to obtain the unity of faith. He says in verse 13 and 14, he says, "Till we all again gain the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children that are tossed about to and fro by the waves that are carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunningness and craftiness and deceitful schemes." And so one of the reminders is that as we use our gifts, we begin to grow up in our faith. And that as we use our gifts, we're to nurture them by spending time in the Word of God, that as we use our gifts, they're not for our good, they're for the glory of God. And as a byproduct, you're going to feel more fulfilled and more useful, and you'll discover your design, what God meant for you to do. And so today, I just want to remind you, you have a gift, and you have a gift that's meant to be used. And so I want to encourage you to discover that gift and to live that gift out and to use it for the good of the kingdom. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.